Chapter 3. Maggie opened her camera bag, then snapped a few shots, looking up at the body from different spots on the floor. Then she started up the steps. Kevin remained below, which was fine with her. The platforms didn't appear too spacious. Or maybe he wanted to keep his distance from the body of his co-worker. She had 30 feet of stairway to prepare to meet Jack, and her mind ping-ponged with every clack of the paper rollers. There was nothing to prepare for, of course, since they would not say anything about their past association, would act in front of other people as if their acquaintance had been casual. She would function exactly as she always functioned at a crime scene, professional, courteous, and observing more than she spoke. Still, her heart pounded with a near panic she couldn't control. This seemed a test of sorts, to see if their tenuous pact could hold up in the real world. Maggie reached the top of the steps. Back to work. Calm. Professional. Jack stared, but so did his partner, Riley, and the uniformed officer she didn't recognize.
"Morning,"
Riley said. She took a deep breath. Normal. Everything was normal. She was normal. Problem was, she no longer knew what that word meant.
"I don't think it is, quite," she said. "Please tell me you haven't touched that railing."
All three men looked sheepish. She sighed, a bit more theatrically than necessary. Four people moving about on a platform designed for a single mechanic required coordination. The uniform, low man on the totem, shuffled to the next level. Jack and Riley switched places with her. They brushed chests while passing, inevitable at those quarters. Even as Maggie hoped the inking mechanism wouldn't grab up her hair as it shuttled along the rollers, she could feel the heat emanating from Jack's torso. She wondered at his thoughts. Did he feel amused, awkward, threatened? She did not want him to feel threatened. She had seen his handiwork close up. But the idea of him feeling amused ticked her off. She reached the railing. The rope, she now saw, was not a rope at all, but a flat mesh strap about an inch wide. It appeared new and a little shiny, clean, tied off at the